ATR, KO48.
Well, I thought I heard your call, but I missed mine. Good evening, Patrick.
Yeah, it's probably me. I probably started talking before I hit the key. I mean, getting older, you do that sometimes.
You just have no respect for your inferiors getting on us old guys now. Watch it.
How are you, Miss Bernice, doing this afternoon?
I had the simplest project on a yard light out there, and I put a new one up. It didn't work right, so I put another one up there. It didn't work right, and I found out I had a piece of Romex that had a break in the middle of it. Now, who'd have thunk that?
It's kind of surprising, but when you put two of them up there and they don't work, it makes you start checking. But at least you figured it out.
Felt dumb. I'd done this for over 50 years, but the problem was it wasn't grounded, so it didn't kick a breaker, and when you put the light up there, it acted like maybe that sensor was up too high, and when the light come on, she's watching TV over here, U.S. Marshals or something, so that's the background noise. So when you put the light up there, it flickered. Well, to me, that's low voltage, and turns out that's what it was. The wire wasn't completely broken. It was just broken enough that it was just barely making. Showed no ground. When you read with an ohmmeter, you got a true reading. When you put voltage on it, you got 122 volts. What would you have thought, you know? And it was in just a short piece that went from a junction box up to the bottom of an outside aluminum switch, and they're all sealed and watertight. I don't know. I found it, so we didn't get quite done with it. So tomorrow we're gonna put it back up there. The kids were over, and we got talking to them, and that they come over and put fertilizer and stuff on the yards for us and mowed the grass. Had a nice time visiting with them.
Good. I'm glad you had time with your family, and glad they give you something to do there with fertilizing the grass for you. But yeah, figuring out that wiring sometimes can be a nightmare. Things like that happen best in the automotive too. Yeah, circuit will work until you put a load on it, and then it won't handle the load, and it'll open up and make you think that there's just something wrong rather than the wire's broken.
I think I've seen it all. I thought I had. I had a brand new roll of THHN wire once, and we were pulling the wire through conduit and that, and it had an open in a 250-foot roll of it was probably 12 or 14 THHN, and it just, you know, those intermittents are the roughest ones, and especially when you're crawling around underneath the machine tool in the grease or the oil while it's dripping on your head. I've seen a little bit of everything too, Patrick. There, those wrong direction at times, and depending on the voltage, it could get dangerous, but I love doing it. But anyways, I was going to tell you, I had a real nice QSO with four x-ray six, and I can't remember the, let's see, Zulu mic the other night at 0338, so that's about 2 hours from now, so be about 10:30, and it was on Morse code. He was in Israel, and it wasn't a real long conversation, but probably 5, 6, 7 minutes or so. And he sent me an email and said he really appreciated the hours before they made the attack on Iran. And he sent me a real long, nice letter back. I forwarded it to Gary, and I'll send it up to you. It really touched our hearts, and he really appreciated President Trump. He appreciated the American soldiers that were over there doing it, and the Israeli soldiers, and just a nice letter back on email, and it comes through the AWRL, so I sent him one back on my Gmail, and he wrote me back. If I get a chance here in a little bit, I'll send it up to you. I still got a mess out here from the lightning, but I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I'd like to read that, Tom. And yeah, there's a mess going on over there right now. Lots to pray about this world right now. But I'm glad there's good people out there everywhere.
Their intention was to put a nuclear warhead on a ballistic missile, and they've been working on it. That would hit us here. Like most wars, you'd rather work on them on that side of the Atlantic, you know, kind of like in World War II.
Well, me and some buddies went up to Macon County this weekend and camped out up there, and we messed around a little bit yesterday and got set up for the South Carolina QSO party so we could kind of make sure everything was working, and then we done a little bit of the North Carolina QSO party today. I did it till about lunchtime, and then we had to come home because I had some engagements this evening I need to take care of. But we all had a good time, and that's where I was at last night when you called me, in the middle of nowhere. But I checked us all in over EchoLink last night for you.
Well, Patrick, I just sneezed once, so I'll probably have to sneeze again. But thank you for doing that. And that really, excuse me, and I didn't do that into my mic. I envy you. That sounded like a lot of fun. I knew they were having that this weekend, but I just didn't have the time for it. I did do quite a bit of CW the night before and stayed up late, and I was really pooped out there today. I was outside about 5 hours out there. It ain't going to be that warm tomorrow. It was like 75 or 80 down here today. It was really nice. This is N0TR.
Cut up to about 64, 65 up here, somewhere around there. I don't remember exactly. But it was really beautiful this weekend. It was a little cool at night, but we had campers. We'd rented campers. They had them, a couple campers there you could rent. So we rented two of them. But we did have two younger with us that they tried to brave out on the outside in the hammocks, and they wound up in the camper with us.
It's your night. I remember going through survival school out in the mountains of California, and I was wondering where we was going to sleep at, and pretty soon they handed us all a half a parachute, one of those white silk ones, you know, and you roll those into a ice cream cone shape, and then you put all of your feet, I don't know how many, under each tent. We had several whole parachutes, and we would throw the rope up in the tree, and which there wasn't many, because we was above the tree line there mostly, and pulled it up, and that covered all of us the best we could to break the wind. And then you got your feet all together, and you got just as close to your buddy as you possibly could, and land on that rocky ground. You thought you'd freeze to death, but you didn't.
KO4HKX. Yeah, it's pretty amazing what the human body can endure with just a little bit of education and training.
Well, it was below freezing. I think it was about 18 degrees, and it was spitting It snow a little bit and it spit sleet. And but when you get all together and each one of you is 98.6 degrees, it works out all right, except that didn't have much of a mattress underneath that half a parachute.
Not much, Pat. But it's better than nothing, right?
Hammock like you guys were talking about, because the air is going underneath of you. It's kind of like going over a bridge in a snowstorm. It's always colder on the bridge.
I was inside in the camper. I was nice and toasty. So I was fine.
It's rough out there. It makes you admire the Army and the Marine Corps, don't it? And those guys are out in it, and the Special Forces from all of the services. Our nephew went through the polar one up in, I was trying to think of the name of that place up there in Washington that the P-3s were at, but he was in the Air Force. And then my other cousin went through the one in Panama, the jungle survival school. I think that'd be a real bad one. Yeah, I think he was in Panama.
That'd be tough on any of them, but lots of good training come out of them, I'm sure, for lots of people.
When we had the war with Panama, Don parachuted into there, and they missed their drop zone, and they all went into a swamp in the middle of the night. Man. That would be bad if somebody was shooting at you.
I don't want to find out. Let's put it that way.
More scared of getting eaten by an alligator or something. Or getting malaria from the mosquitoes down there. A lot of people died making that Panama Canal, you know. shoot. Well, Bernice is over here watching those marshals, and I was getting ready to fire up the computer. I think I may put some of these tools up, and I got a burglar alarm sensor here. Looks like an infrared sensor. I got to put one of those leads into, and it's a surface mount thing. And I don't know squat about surface mount very much, but I just got to put the 9-volt lead with the clip on it in there. I bought a bunch of those from Radio Shack before they went out of business, so I have some. So I'm going to do that here in a minute. If my eyes ain't too bleary. Boy, had a funny one this morning. There was a squirrel died out on the road there. So I throwed it off the road so it wouldn't get splattered out. And I took it back in the back 40 there and throwed it on top of Cuntune. Here comes a hawk in. He gets it and drags it off. And pretty soon, here comes another hawk in. And they were doing that screaming, you know, like they do when they're trying to scare the game out so they can get it. It was really a lot of fun to watch.
Nature's a lot of fun to watch if you'll just sit down and be patient. That's for sure. But, Tom, I'll let you go. You and Miss Bernice, have a good evening. Please tell her we said hello, and good to hear you. And don't overdo it tomorrow. Be careful out there. And I'll listen for you on that. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Okay, Patrick. No, I don't intend to. My feet were so swollen there. The left one still swells a lot since I had that triple bypass. The right one don't, but I can barely get my shoe off. There are shoes. And so I put them in these shoes I got that are, you leave them in the freezer or the ice box, and they get real cold and they bring the swelling down pretty quick. So I did that. So I'm not going to work at it too hard tomorrow. I got that sucker figured out. I could pull that Romax. It's in a seal-tight conduit. But I'm not going to, because I had a spare in there and it was marked spare. So I just hooked it up and the light worked fine. So I think we'll live with the broken wire down inside of there, and I'll just mark it bad. All right, I'll look here and see if I still got that email, and I'll send it up to you. You can tell me what you think someday. I really enjoyed it. I'll look for you on the net after a while, Patrick. And I gotta get the computer going, the HF going, and catch you down the line. GL4HKX0GR. The pleasure's all mine, Patrick. 73.